Now, one Wisconsin youth organization decided to make visiting their facility possible even in a pandemic. They created a virtual version of the center in the game Minecraft for their kids to visit. Megan Keyes is the support and wellness coordinator and an early intervention mentor at Youth Go, a nonprofit youth drop-in center on the border of Neenah and Menasha. Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into Minecraft, in normal times, what do you do at Youth Go?
Yes, Youth Go is a drop-in center for 5th through 12th grade youth. They don't have to be in Neenah or Menasha, but that's where we see most of our kids coming from. We have what we call our middle school time and high school time. We offer homework help, snacks, dinner at night, organized activities, and then kind of free time activities for the kids to enjoy time with each other and with the staff, one of which is playing Minecraft, usually in our center.
Now, here it is. You can't do this in person. How did this replicating the center in Minecraft idea take off?
I don't know if it was originally that they wanted to build the center right away. It was more that we wanted to figure out a way to engage the kids virtually. So we had come up with a variety of different things, and one of which was Minecraft, because the current version of Minecraft has the ability for you to play on multiple platforms. So some of our kids are using their phones or computers or a Nintendo Switch or an Xbox, and they could all be playing together in this one server. So once they got this server up and running and started getting kids to join, they were like, you know what, why don't we make it just like YouthGo? And so they've been working on making a replica of our center, as well as kind of creating their own town and things around it as well.
That sounds like a huge job.
Yeah, it's definitely taking them a while. We have 3 days a week where we have it set up to have them playing with us for a few hours each day.
Do you feel like that and the other online services are helping at least a little bit to help bring the kids together and connect with each other and you at the center, even though they can't be there in person?
I definitely think so. The kids are always super excited for either the Minecraft server to open or our different trivia and the online live things to take place. We have a schedule for each of those, so they're always looking forward to that and hop on as soon as those come up each day.
And Megan, have you gone on Minecraft and visited the work in progress of the Youth Go Center in Minecraft form?
I haven't yet, but I do have a copy of Minecraft at home, so I think I'll have to join them pretty soon. I've gotten to see a few pictures that they've all been making of it, but I think I'll have to join in on the fun sometime soon.
And I understand, in addition to the virtual presence, Youth Go has been part of the effort to provide meals to some kids in the community. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So like I had mentioned a little bit ago, with our normal time, we usually serve dinner 5 nights a week. So we knew that that would be a big change for a lot of our families to be supporting their own selves on meals each night of the week. So we have come up with Thursdays as our opportunity to either deliver or have families pick up a basket full of different meal items and snack items that they can use for either their kids to make for themselves if they are still needing to be out of the home working, or for them to make as a family to help supplement what they've got going on already.
Now, with all of your efforts there during the safer at home time, how important is it to help give at least some sense of normalcy to the kids you work with?
I think it's extremely important. A lot of them aren't used to having their days be different than what they normally do, you know, getting up, going to school, coming to Youth Go, going home, and repeat. So having a schedule of everything we have going on, especially keeping each of our activity offerings the same time every day, I think gives them at least something to plan around and look forward to each day.
That said, I bet you're looking forward to welcoming them back in person at some point in the future.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's not the same. It's good, but it's not the same.
Megan, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Megan Keyes is the support and wellness coordinator and an early intervention mentor at Youth Go. That's a nonprofit youth drop-in center located between Neenah and Menasha. She joined us to talk about how Youth Go is connecting with its kids through the game Minecraft and other ways as well.